Now let's talk about a very important man in your life if you're a secretary. If this is to be that most satisfactory of all man-woman relationships, the first thing to do is hire the right boss. If you're efficient and discriminating, you certainly can hire a rich, successful, beautiful, kind, wonderful, lovable employer. If, in spite of careful sifting of prospects, however, it becomes obvious that you've managed to hire a loser, the kindest thing to do is to fire him. Give him a couple of weeks' notice and tell him you'll give him his references for a new secretary if he wants them. But suppose you've managed to hire a jewel. Well, I can think of dozens of reasons why you shouldn't become this man's mistress, especially if he's a wonder boy. You need him as a stabilizing, mature, Plymouth Rock kind of influence. Besides, your job should give you solace when love affairs are turning wormy. If your boss is the love affair and the office is your daily trysting place, where are you going to go to recover? Oh, all right, you can have one love affair with a boss and get it out of your system. Then do follow these sensible rules next time for a non-carnal but more enduring relationship. Love your boss with all your heart. There may be days when you're the only person on earth who does. I see no reason why you should find your boss hard to love, if you've chosen him carefully. After all, you never see him in his crumpled pajamas, bearded and glassy-eyed, tripping over the kids' roller skates and groping his way to the John for an Alka-Seltzer. Do be efficient. I know it seems unnecessary, but you'll have such a nice warm feeling about it. I know one chap who actually gets tears in his eyes when he finds long, freshly sharpened pencils in his desk drawer, and the sight of a new address book chokes him up all morning. Here's a must. When a boss loses something, drop everything and search, even if you haven't the foggiest idea what you're looking for. A boss who has misplaced anything is in shock. This goes for other executives in the company, too. If they think they've left an annual report near your office or in it, just stand back and let them demolish the joint as though Sam Spade were closing in on the Maltese Falcon. Be the bearer of lovely tidings every day. You are Scheherazade amusing the king. If you have to make them up, well, just make them good. If you can imply that the prettiest girl in the filing room has the hots for your boss, you may still be there when your profit-sharing has really amounted to something. Your boss and you can have a lifelong fling, the kind that never ends if you choose him wisely and love him well.